Hey there, you're in the right place for information, entertainment, interviews, personalities here at America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. I love to talk about fashion, but you know something? I'm not an expert when it comes to that. My dear friend, celebrity stylist Michael O'Connor, certainly is. He's got a weekly segment called Fashionable in 5, which is fabulous. Michael?
Thanks, Valerie. Last week, we talked about some of the upcoming trends for fall and winter 2016. Now, I always say that knowing fashion is being aware of what's current. However, having great style is knowing how to wear it, knowing how to put it together, and of course, knowing if it's right for your body type. So now, let's start to delve into some of the trends that we saw on the fall runways and see how best to wear them. So this week, we're going to talk pinstripes. Pinstripes made their way into the collections of many designers, such as Trissardi, Calvin Klein, and Max Amara, to name a few. And personally, I love the look of a pinstripe suit for both men and women. Pinstripe suits are often called power suits. Now, this is a throwback term to the 80s Reagan era, but the idea of a power suit is still very relevant today. Basically, the perception of somebody wearing a pinstripe suit is that they mean business. It's a crisp, clean, and successful look that's totally buttoned up and says that you're a no-nonsense kind of person. Now, pinstripes in white and gray can give off a very formal look, but you can actually tone down that formality if you choose a pinstripe that's got a little bit of color to it. Aside from giving off a powerful and polished image, pinstripes can actually be a great choice for many body types, especially for those who may want to give the illusion of being a little thinner and a little taller, which I think is probably most of us. The vertical stripe can be very elongating to the body, and if you partner that pinstripe pattern with a deep neckline in a blouse or a low buttoned jacket, it will really enhance that tall and lean look. And of course, wearing the same pinstripe jacket with a matching skirt or pants will enhance that look even further. Now, choosing the right pinstripe for your body is important because as much as a pinstripe could be slimming, if it's not chosen properly, it can actually make you a little bit wider looking than you are. So as a basic rule of thumb, the narrower the stripe and the more defined that the stripe is, the taller and leaner it's going to make you look. Therefore, if you want to hide a few pounds or give the impression of being a little taller and a little bit more defined, that defined, narrow stripe is going to be a great tool. Now, if you're one of those people who are naturally quite thin and want to give the impression of having a little bit more substance to your frame, wider stripes can actually give you just a little bit more girth. One of the keys behind looking great, specifically in a pinstripe suit, is to make sure that the tailoring is perfect. The vertical lines of a suit, if not tailored, can actually exaggerate any bagginess or ill fit. So you want to make sure that you've got a good tailor to really make sure that the pinstripe fits you perfectly. The next thing that you want to do is know how to wear a pinstripe with other clothes and mix it and match it perhaps with stripes and patterns. For guys, choosing a pinstripe suit, the easiest and most crisp look is to partner the suit with a solid shirt and tie, or a solid shirt and a patterned tie where the pattern is not too close to the pinstripe. Geometrics are fine, but choose a bold geometric that will be the dominant pattern over the pinstripe in the suit, or a fine one that will let the suit dominate. Checks and polka dots make a great combination with a pinstripe. If you want to be a bit daring and choose a shirt with a pattern, choose one with either finer stripes than the suit or a small check pattern that won't compete with the stripe. For women, the pinstripe suit can sometimes feel a little mannish, so you may want to soften it slightly by wearing a blouse with a soft or decorative neckline. Accessorizing the look in a very feminine way with a large brooch or a strand of pearls is also quite striking and can create just that right amount of juxtaposition. Of course, a floral blouse can help feminize it completely, and of course the color of it will give it some pizzazz. But if you like the playfulness of a little bit more of a masculine look, try a very simple blouse with a mandarin or stand-up collar and match it with a decorative pocket square. Pinstripes really create a great look for many body types, but remember, choose wisely, tailor correctly, and accessorize well. Now, if you want to see this visually, don't forget, you can go to my Facebook page, which is Michael O'Connor Style. And don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, which is @StylingSpy, at STYLINGSPY. Until next week, you're fashionable in five. Thanks again, Valerie.
You are most welcome, my dear. Michael O'Connor always has just the right touch on how to prepare yourself for the day, whatever you're heading out to, whether it's work or an event, a social evening, whatever. This time talking about the pinstripe. And I do agree, it does make you look very professional and very sharp, I would add as well. Thanks for all that information, Michael. You're joining us today on America Weekend. Valerie Smaldone, along with my friends, giving all kinds of great information. Thank you for joining us today.
America. Think green. Harrison with you. Amidst bad ecological news, there's some good. For the very first time in history, the voices of singing blue whales have been positively identified. These endangered blue whales are the largest animals ever to have lived on this planet, and their voices can travel across an entire ocean. Christopher Clark, director of Cornell's Bioacoustics Research Program.
The idea of actually hearing a blue whale singing off of New York was just exciting to me, and I didn't expect it. It's the first time that this has ever been documented. Was this just some chance freak event, sort of like an exotic bird that shows up in the wrong place at the wrong time?
This singing blue whale was tracked about 70 miles off of New York City from the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Heisman finalist obliterated the college record books in 1990, throwing for 5,100 yards and 54 touchdowns, more than his entire NFL career. So where is David Klinger now? David's pro career had few highlights, but it helped lead him to his life's path. During his NFL days, David was encouraged by his Bible class teacher to pursue a career in religious studies. David earned his PhD in Old Testament studies from the Dallas Theological Seminary, and in 2010 was named the director of its Houston campus.
Klinger zings it in the end zone, caught for the touchdown.
David Klinger, from play caller to true calling. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.